Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyer. Hold you up to the flames. And what do I get? For my pain. Betrayed desires. And a piece of a game. Even though I know at the bone I'll show all my crumbs and gold like a dove. Fight on a rage, I am still desperate.
Welcome to another edition of iMac with me, McCorley Matthew, and my buddy on the other side, William Rummel. Hey, what's going on, Will?
Not much, man. How you doing? Just watching the Knicks game.
Yeah, I'm watching it too. It looks like Knicks have a chance to win it here. Or at least tie the game, right?
Yeah, Gallinari, he tanked the first shot. The first of three throws.
So what's the score now?
If they make all of them, they'd still be trailing by one.
Oh.
So I think they have a 4-point lead, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, if you guys aren't watching, it's the Knicks playing the Pistons. The Knicks are trying to stay in this playoff race to make the playoffs in 5 years or something, 5 or 6
years.
They're
going to make this free throw. Nah,
it's two. They're down by two.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so I was watching some NFL early on. The Saints blew out the Cardinals. So it looks like Kurt Warner is going to go out on a bad note. He's not going to return to the Super Bowl this year. So the Saints are moving on to face either the Cowboys or Vikings next week in an NFC Championship game. But,
The Saints go marching in.
Huh?
No, I said the Saints go marching in.
Yeah, the Saints go marching in. That's right. And they went marching in with Trump in today. Yeah, they blew them out today. It was like 45-14, the final score. So
they blew them out like a trumpet.
Yeah. So good luck to them. And your Jets play tomorrow at the Chargers. That's going to be a good game. I know you're excited about that, right?
Yeah, hopefully they'll get the win. Hopefully they could contain Philip Rivers.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, like my intro said, the world is a vampire, and right now, you know, the things that have been, we've been hearing on the news this past week about what's been going on in Haiti, you know, it's been horrible. You know, me and you, we both have roots in Haiti.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, I have relatives that still live there, grandparents, and I found out that, you know, one of my grandparents, they passed away from the earthquake that happened in Haiti. And, you know, it's just a horrible thing to happen to that country. I mean, it's already one of the poorest countries in the world, and now, you know, this happens. But the good thing is that a lot of people, not just Americans, but, you know, from all over the world are helping out. They're giving up, they're bringing in supplies to the country, they're giving out money, so, you know, they're doing their best to help the country, so that's a good thing to happen, you know, to relieve, you know, all the sadness and deaths and poverty going on in that country right now. So my condolences go out to, you know, anyone that has a loved one over there, and, you know, my heart goes out to you, and stay strong. And you will. I know you have relatives over there right now too, and I hope they're safe over there right now. But yeah, it's a horrible thing, you know. We'll try to be funny tonight, but you know it's gonna be hard to be funny tonight.
Yeah, thanks for that, Macaulay. You know, told you yesterday when unfortunately you told me about that.
Yeah.
You know, like you just said, my condolences go out to everybody, you know, who has you know, family over there, family member over there. Unfortunately, I'm sorry about what happened, you know, to your grandfather.
Yeah. Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that. And, you know, we just have to stay strong and support, you know, that country right now and send the money. You know, I sent $25. I donated $25 through Yale Haiti, which is one of Wyclef Jean's charity organizations. So I gave $25, and, you know, a lot of people have been donating money. You know, so you could still donate money to the Red Cross, Yale Haiti, and some other charities out there to, you know, help relieve the effort going on right now in Port-au-Prince and other regions in Haiti. So, you know. So, you know, I just want to elevate the mood. So I want to play just a song. You know, this is a song that I, you know, been listening to for the last couple of weeks, you know. So, you know, lift people up and bring a smile to your face if you have a loved one over there, or if you're just looking at images of people dying in that country. You know, this song will uplift you and you know, put a smile on your face. So I want to play it. The song is called "Show Me What I'm Looking For" by Carolina Liar. Have you heard of it?
Carolina Liar? No, I haven't. Unless if I heard of the song, but I never. You know, like when you hear a song, but you don't know the name of the song or, you know, who sings it.
Well, yeah,
I don't know if I've heard of it.
You'll know it when I play it. Let me play it right now. This is a tribute to Haiti, Port-au-Prince, Haiti, and all the regions surrounding it. right. There you go. I hope that song puts a smile on everyone's faces. And, you know, I hope it during this tragedy that's going on right now in Haiti, I hope it, you know, lifts you up, shows you that, you know, tomorrow's another day. And let's just try to move past this. Well, I mean, not move past it, but, you know, be strong and look to positive things in life, you know, right now, during this tragedy. So, Will, what's going on in the Knicks game, man? Did the Knicks win or lose?
They lost 94-90.
Oh, man. Just when I was starting to feel happy.
Sorry, man. I had to break it to you.
Just when I'm starting to feel happy, the Knicks lose the game. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, David Lee had a double-double and two games straight. He had 26 and 17 rebounds and 9 assists. This has been two games straight that he had. He was one assist shy of having a triple-double, which would be the first time in his career if he had done it.
And we lost again. What, that's 4 out of 5 now? 4 out of 5 games?
Yeah, 4 out of 5.
Well, maybe the next game.
And Gallinari, he had 27 points, 3 of 6 from behind the three-point arc.
Oh, well.
And if you remember Gallinari, against Thunder, he had his worst game of his career. He had 10 rebounds, but with no points, 0 points. Earlier this week. And
try to win the next game then, you know.
Yeah, and ironically, David Lee, grandfather passed away on Tuesday, which is ironically the same day the did I say Tuesday? Was it Tuesday or Wednesday? Actually the same day when the earthquake hit Haiti.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate, man, you know. I feel sad for him. Yeah, death is a horrible thing. It's a terrible thing to happen. I mean, we all want to live forever, but we're not immortals. So
yeah.
But you know, the thing is that we, you know, when you die when you're not supposed to, that's what makes it even worse.
Yeah.
But when you have someone that you love and they just pass away when they weren't supposed to, you know. Mother Nature is a bitch.
It's always tough to lose someone, you know. I mean, it doesn't matter how old the relative is. I mean, it's always hard. I mean, it's even more tough if the person's younger. But
yeah, definitely.
Anyway you look at it, it's never, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's never a reassuring thing. I mean, for lack of a better word.
Yeah. Well, yeah, let's try to be happy tonight.
Yeah, let's try to. But unfortunately, you know,
let's just try.
Yeah, but yeah, we'll
let's
try.
Let's talk about some entertainment, things going on in entertainment. Let's start with the late night controversy going on right now.
Oh yeah, we're done.
Conan, Gino,
Dylan are trying to take over all the late night shows.
It looks that way. It looks, you know, like Jay Leno wants to conquer all the talk on late night. But it looks now that he's gonna get back the Tonight Show, and they said that he signed on to do an hour again. So the Tonight Show is gonna start at 11:35 and it's gonna end at 12:35. You know, the way it's supposed to be. Because remember, initially they were saying that Jay Leno was going to go back to tonight, but his show would start at 11:35, and it will only be a half an hour.
Yeah.
But now it looks like, you know, he's going to get the Tonight Show back, and the show's going to be 1 hour.
Yeah, and Conan doesn't want to start at 12:05.
Yeah, Conan doesn't want to stay at all right now. It looks like he might leave and go somewhere else, or he might just leave and do something else, you know.
If you were gonna pick a side in this Tonight Show war, who would you side with?
I'd side with Conan.
I would too. I agree.
I mean, Jalen, I mean,
he had his chance already. I mean, he did it for 17 years. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
There's nothing more he could do.
Exactly. And you failed. His 10 p.m. Show, it didn't work out. So, I mean, move on and do something else. Let Conan get his shot, you know? Let Conan get his chance to try to, you know, beat Letterman in the ratings.
And they promised him since, what, 5 or 6 years ago that they were going to give him this opportunity.
Yeah.
And then when Leno, you know, as the time is going, you know, Leno doesn't, you know, he doesn't want to, whatchamacallit, live up to his word.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, this thing is ugly right now, you know. You have Conan taking shots at NBC, taking shots at Leno, Leno taking shots at Conan, Jimmy Kimmel taking shots at Jay Leno. I don't know if you saw this, but I think it was on Tuesday or Wednesday. Kimmel came up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wait, put on 639 quickly. I don't know if you've ever seen this commercial.
What channel?
639, SNY. Oh, man, the commercial got insulin. Forget it.
Oh. Is it an important commercial?
No, it was a funny commercial. What did you say?
Well, no, I would say, was it an important commercial?
No, it was a funny commercial. It was a TCS with some Indian dude. He's doing some funny dance, but...
Oh, okay.
But never mind it. Sorry, back to your point. You were referring to Jimmy Kimmel impersonating Leno.
Yeah, I was trying to think before you rudely interrupted me.
I'm sorry, I apologize.
what was I saying? I was saying that Jimmy Kimmel, he came out the other night dressed as Jay Leno, and he stayed in character the whole night as Jay Leno.
Oh, really?
They even had they had the band leader, Cleto. You know the band guy, Cleto, right? He has on the show. Yeah, he made Cleto act like Kevin Eubanks. So every time he said a joke, you know, Cleto would laugh, like Kevin Eubanks does on the Jay Leno show. I thought that was funny, you know.
Oh, man,
the
big
chin and the gray hair and everything.
Wow, I didn't know he did that the whole show. Wow, I wish I saw that episode.
If they have him on YouTube, you could always go on YouTube and check that out, man. It's funny. You know, it looks like he was taking shot at everyone right now. You know, Letterman's taking shot at Leno. He's taking shots at NBC. It's getting ugly.
Yeah, it is. But Leno's wrong, man.
Well, who would you, like, what side would you take in this? Would you take Leno's side or Conan?
I totally agree with you. Conan is, I would take Conan's side because Conan, this is Conan's chance to shine. I mean, he's been in the you know, the show after, you know, Leno, The Tonight Show, and they promised him the spot.
Yep.
And now that, you know, Conan's not doing as well as he did, he only had 7 months, they didn't give him a fair shot to prove that that he's worthy of having the spot.
Yeah.
And Conan, to be honest with you, Conan is much more funnier than Leno.
Yeah, he is, well, I mean... He has better. Well, I mean, let me think about that. Leno does have some funny jokes sometimes.
Yeah, but yeah, he has the, you know, he has the jaywalking, you know, the attack of the like the Tonight Show guests, All Star stuff. He has the headline stuff. I mean, those are his bread and butter stuff. I mean. You know, Leno's great with that, but Conan, he had the more, you know, more, Conan
goofy.
Gets a
he's
more
goofy.
Goofier and edgier, you know.
Yeah, he's goofy, he has, you know, he has kind of like a Monty Python, remember the
right.
Special Monty Python? I don't know if you've ever seen it before, it's a British.
I've seen a little bit of it before.
Yeah, like. Nonsensical humor.
Right.
Satire on that show.
Yeah.
And he has that sort of humor, kind of like British humor, kind of.
Yeah, slapstick, lowbrow.
Yeah.
Kind of like Benny Hill. Benny Hill, also.
Yeah, kind of like that, yeah. They've been funny in their own way, but, you know,
yeah.
I agree with you. I'm a Conan side on this one.
I mean, Gyllenhaal, I mean, Conan has the, you know, like the slapstick, you know, goofy, you know, humor, while Gyllenhaal has more of the, like, I don't know, like the sophisticated SNL kind of style of, you know, comedy. I guess you could say stand-up.
Yeah, he's more of a monologue guy, and, you know, Conan relies on his physical goofy behavior.
Yeah.
Physical humor, you know. But I feel bad for Conan because he doesn't deserve this. I mean, he deserves a shot. And now it looks like he's not going to be coming back to NBC. It looks like he's probably going to Fox, or he might just not do any talk show at all. So.
You know what's the messed up thing about it? Is that if Conan leaves, he can't bring any of his skits and with him because those are all NBC property.
Oh, yeah. NBC would have the right to that, right?
So,
Well, he's not using them anyway on the Tonight Show anyway. So.
Well, yeah, that's true. Because them moving him to L.A., I mean, taking him out of New York, it just totally destroyed the vibe of L.A. Because L.A., I mean, you know, it's rumored to have, like, a laid-back, you know,
yeah. Well, I mean, the show, they came on, like, you know, later, so it could be edgy.
Yeah, I mean.
It could have a character called the Masturbating Bear and, you know, Preparation H. Ed,
yeah.
Whatever his name was.
Yeah, Parade for Raymond, right.
You know, so they could be edgy because they aired, like, the show aired, his old show, Conan's old show aired, like, at 12:35. But
yeah.
For an 11:35 audience, you know, they wouldn't let him do that edgy humor, so.
The Tonight Show moniker, you know, he can't, you know, go as far as he used to.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, ironically, you know, his show has been up in the ratings this week.
Yeah.
Since his controversy.
I heard Letterman is still beating them anyway.
Yeah, yeah, Letterman is still beating him, but, you know, his show is up because of this, and, you know, like, all week, Conan has been poking fun at Leno and NBC. And, you know, he's been even threatening to sell the Tonight Show on eBay to anyone who wants it. So I thought that was funny. But, I've been watching it all this week, the Tonight Show. So that just shows you that I support Conan 100%.
Yeah.
I like Leno. He's not a bad guy, but, you know, I think
he's selfish.
Leno,
too. I mean, he's a funny dude also, but, I mean, his time is up, man. He, you know, he had a promise to give it to Conan 5 years ago, and now he's back. They had to force him to give it up. He didn't want to give it up when the time was over.
Yeah.
And, you know, I believe Conan that he said that there was going to be people that, you know, he could have had better offers with other companies. But he decided to be loyal with NBC, and, you know, they screwed him over.
Yeah, I agree with you. Well.
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, it looks like, no, I said well, not will.
Oh.
I hope Conan does stay with the talk show and goes to Fox and competes with Leno. Wouldn't you want to see that? Leno versus Conan versus Letterman every night?
Yeah, I guess at this rate, you know, he has no shot to do that because they're not giving him the respect he deserves. But where would his studio be? Would it be back to New York?
Maybe. It all depends on Fox.
Yeah, I guess because I think Fox is situated in New York. So.
I heard that NBC is threatening to keep Conan off the air for 6 years. And they could do that if they wanted to.
Because he has a contract with them.
Yeah, exactly. So they could do that if they wanted to, which it sucks.
Yeah, that would suck.
Well, I hope it works out. You know, I hope he finds Fox, if it's Fox or if he decides to stay in NBC, I hope it works out for him.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, man. I'm with Conan 100%. I mean, I have nothing against Jalen personally, but You know, he gotta stick to his word. He said he was going to step down, and you know, which he did, even though he didn't want to. I mean, NBC pretty much forced him to do it, because once the time was about to, you know, wind down, that he had to give it up. He had second thoughts, but
yeah,
you know, NBC said, hey, you know, you promised you were gonna, you know, step down, so you gotta fulfill, you know, your promise.
Yeah.
It's messed up.
Well,
that's, you know,
see what happens. But right now, it looks like J-Lo is going back.
Yeah, he is going back.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'll probably watch the Tonight Show if Leno decides to, well, if he's going back. So I'll watch it if he, when he comes back. But, I don't know. I'm still going to feel bad for Conan, though.
Yeah, totally.
Anyway, let's go to break. I want to play that audio clip you've been asking me all week. Well, not all week, the last few weeks to play. It's a YouTube clip.
Which one? The Kiki one?
About.
The Kiki one?
Exactly. This is a YouTube clip. It's called Benji Brown Girl Fight. And it's basically, you know, this comedian, he's doing his take on girl fights, ghetto girl fights. And I, for the first time I saw him do it, I saw him do it years ago on BET Comic View, and man, I almost pissed my pants when I saw him do his interpretation of a girl fight, and you know, the black ghetto girl. I mean, I couldn't believe when I first saw him do that. So I'll let you guys listen to it, and you know, if you want to, you could always go to YouTube to see the clip.
Oh man, that was funny, man. When you told me about it, I couldn't stop laughing. It was like, I had pain in my ribs, man.
Yeah, it's funny.
It's coming
funny.
Out your eyes, man.
Yeah. Comedian's name is Benji Brown. So let me cue this up for you guys. Of course, as usual, the switchboard is having problems. It's loading slowly. In the meantime, let me see what's going on in the Colt Raven game. Because I know Jets fans, they're monitoring this game real closely.
Like, pick your poison.
Huh?
It's like, pick your poison. I mean, they're both two lethal teams.
Yeah.
Oh, Indiana Colts is leading 17-3.
Oh, yeah. Ravens, I think Ravens are losing out. Then it's in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, at the start of the fourth quarter.
Yeah. All right, so when we come back, we'll talk about that and some other things. So let me play this Benji Brown YouTube clip for you guys.
I don't see it too many times between men and women. When men fight, it'd be a quick fight. Between two men, a quick fight. Women, y'all fights last forever. Ladies, I did my research. If a woman scratch your face real, real good, you got three lines going down the side of your face for the rest of your life. She pull your hair out, not a track or no weave. Your real hair, you got a circle patch in your hair for the rest of your days. You got to do something about this. You can tell who's losing a fight. The woman who's hoarse, she done lost her voice because she's been missing and swinging and missing the whole fight. You always got that woman friend lady, she's trying to help you out, not physically, but you know, she always talking, trying to talk some sense into your head, but you are not taking no for an answer because this girl is beating up on you. She's trying to help you out.
Kiki, let's just go, let's go. She busting you up, she split your head.
Strong as hell. Kiki at the club. Kiki at the club, and she's still living. She'll never die.
Kiki, whoa, why you looking at that girl like that? What y'all going through?
That girl looking at me wrong like she want to do something.
Kiki, that girl is bigger than you.
I don't care. I still whoop that hoe down. I beat
Kiki. Kiki.
That's an aggravating 3.5.
Kiki, stop calling my damn name.
Young Benji Brown, to have fun with y'all.
It's so true, man. You see, like, all the girl fights I've seen have been like that. You just have this one girl fighting for another girl, and then the friend is in the background always telling her to stop fighting. You always have that, especially in the ghetto. So,
I know the friend. Kiki's friend. I don't know. She kind of got for a friend. But I don't know. It seems like she's trying to, stop the fight, but it's like she's,
annoying. The friend's annoying.
I know she's annoying, and it's like aggravating and like, kind of like unintentionally instigating the fight, sort of. You know what I'm saying? It's like, she's trying to, help a friend out, try to warn her, but it's like.
Yeah.
She makes the situation even worse. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. She makes the situation even worse. She makes the friend mad. Because she's calling her while she's fighting,
She's trying to calm her friend down, but it's like, you can't talk to Kiki, man.
There's another Kiki's version like, that he does of that, and I need to play that next week, man.
Man, yeah, I'd love to hear that one. Yeah. Kiki is like, she's like a jobber or a jabroni. She's like a whack wrestler who thinks she could compete with, like, like Triple H or Batista or Undertaker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, no matter how many times you get your butt kicked, he's like the Booker Lawyer, man. She just want to keep fighting and get her butt kicked.
That reminds me of that time when, what's his name, kept challenging Chris Benoit and kept losing.
Oh, yeah, Orlando Jordan.
Oh, man. Funny.
Oh, man.
Anyway, right now in sports, the Colts are leading 20-3, so it looks like the Colts are going to win this game.
Yeah.
So next week they'll face either the Jets or the Chargers next week in the AFC Championship.
Hopefully it's the Jets.
Yeah.
The Jets got to, bring their A game and shut down the Chargers offense.
Chargers tomorrow, yep.
4:30.
Yeah. I'll definitely watch that game. Yeah, both of the games tomorrow are going to be exciting. The Cowboy game also is going to be exciting, so I'm going to see that. I'll be glued to the TV tomorrow. And in other sports news, Gilbert Arenas, heard that he pleaded guilty to gun possession, when he brought those guns to the Wizard locker room. And I heard he might spend at least 6 months in jail.
Talking about Wild Wild West, Gilbert
Arenas? Yeah, Wild Wild West. Looks like he's going to spend 6 months in jail, possibly. But it's all up to the judge. The judge has to decide, what's his sentence going to be. So, looks like he might get some jail time or he might have to do some community service. So, either way, this guy is not going to – the Wizards aren't going to bring him back.
Yeah.
After this. I mean –
They have a lot of his – they were dumb enough to give him, that $100 million contract.
Yeah, they probably buy out his contract.
Yeah, but this is gonna have to pay him a lot of money from that contract.
Yeah, well, I mean, when did he sign that contract? It was that was a few years ago.
I know.
So I think they could buy him out right now.
They could buy him out, but they still have I think 3 or 4 years left on that contract.
Oh, that's nothing.
Well, would be like
teams buy contracts like that. The Knicks. So the Knicks did that with Marbury. They brought out his used contract.
Oh, but that was just 1 year left. 1 year left. But this one is like.
Well, the Knicks brought out a lot of contracts.
Well, yeah, of course.
Remember Larry Johnson's contract? They brought out also. Alan Houston. That's a ridiculous contract right there. He's like a $100 million contract also.
Those are two contracts that were like albatross of contracts. I mean, both guys are good shooters, good players, but it's like those guys are good, but they're not great. They're not elite players.
Yeah, you're right.
They paid him superstar money.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't see him coming back with the Wizards. I think they'll just buy him out, and he'll have to go out. He'll either play with another team, or he might not even come back to the NBA at all.
There's even rumors that maybe Donnie Walsh might even try to go after that guy. You know, try to trade for that guy. But I don't see it happening. Because
I don't see it happening either.
Because that contract's even worse than having Curry and Jeffries combined. Because you're going to have this guy for, like, at least 3 or 4 more years while Curry and Jeffries' contract end at the end of next year.
Yeah, they probably shouldn't do that. That wouldn't be a good idea.
I think the last year of his contract, if I'm not mistaken, is probably, like, 2013, 2014. He's going to be making, like, $22 million, man.
Yeah. And I mean,
no way.
What are you going to say?
I was going to say, there's no way. They even to get rid of Jeffries, who, you know, he definitely proved he's a Nick right now, the way how he's playing defense.
Yeah, I like Jeffries.
Yeah, he earned my respect this year. But like I was saying, even to get rid of Jeffries and Curry, man, even to get rid of Curry, nah, that's crazy. You can't take back Arena's contract. But I'll tell you what, if Isaiah was still the GM, he would definitely do that trade.
Yeah, I mean, plus if you bring Arenas to the team, let's say he has a beef with someone in the locker room. I mean, the guy's gonna pull out a gun. I mean, let's say he gets into it with David Lee. I mean, David Lee might be a dead man. You know? So that's the negative thing about that.
You don't know.
Anything, he could pull out his guns.
You don't know who Gilbert Arenas' friends is. You never know. He might know the 77 and Elmer Fudd, for all we know.
For real. Yeah, man. This is serious. So any team that wants him, they're going to have to think about the repercussions of getting him. Because he's a goofball, but, I mean, he carries guns around with him, so. And that's a serious thing.
All joking aside, I think he learned from his lesson that he's not going to do that no more.
Yeah.
But hopefully nobody will ever do that again, because it goes without saying he shouldn't have done that.
We shall see with this guy. I mean, he is a goofball. So.
Yeah, but before this incident, I mean, he was a stand-up guy. You never heard him with, you know, any controversial incidents before this.
Yeah, well, I think he had one. I think he was charged with something like a few years ago. I forgot what it was. I think it could have been for gun possession also. But he has been in trouble before. So this is not like it's the first. This is the first incident with him, you know.
This is probably the first time I heard him have an incident.
Yeah, he's had some other trouble, so this is not the first time. But this is the major one. I mean, he brought a gun to the locker room.
Apparently, he brought two.
Sorry.
Apparently, he brought two, and he pulled them both out.
Yeah.
Like if he was playing Red Dead Redemption or something, like, hey, I'm gonna pull out my guns. it was like a shootout at the old Kid Corral or something like that.
Yeah, it was like Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, for real.
Not crazy.
He must have been Headley or something. That villain dude from that movie.
Well, whatever happens with him, I hope he doesn't like go to prison or anything. You know, I don't think he deserves prison time, but.
Cause he didn't do anything. He didn't hurt nobody. He didn't.
Yeah, he didn't kill anybody. So
I don't think I wasn't in the locker room. I think his intent wasn't to.
Yeah.
To anybody or anything like that, but I don't think the guy should get some jail time. I think he should just be suspended, you know.
Well, yeah, he's suspended right now for the whole season, it looks like.
Yeah, that should be the only punishment he gets.
And just he might spend some he might spend 6 or more months in jail. So. Hey.
But then again, they gotta make an example for, you know, other people that are not to do that, so maybe they're gonna have to be that harsh to, you know, try to you know, snap some sense into some of these people, you know.
Well, you shouldn't have brought guns. You should have thought about that before you brought guns to the locker room.
And the dumbest thing he did, other than that, was when he they actually gave him a chance and he played. He was doing the gun, the target, you know, the shooting while he was in the you know, the opening ceremonies, you know.
The guy's a goofball.
I mean, come on, dude.
He's hard-headed. He's harder and he's a goofball, you know. That's why, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he does this again.
But
I don't think the guy has sense.
Oh, my God, man. I mean, seriously. Why would you bring it up? I don't know if he was trying to make a joke out of it to show that, you know. But come on. It's like, come on, dude. It's too early for you to be cracking jokes on the situation.
Dumb. Yeah, well, I'm getting tired of talking about him.
Hey, this is the most we ever talk about Gilbert Arenas. Seriously.
Yeah, you know, and I'm getting tired of it. So. Yeah, let's move on. Let's talk about some American Idol. Did you see American Idol this past week?
Yeah, I saw some of the first episode. I believe that was Monday.
I don't know about you, but Kara looks kind of hot. Is it in Kara or Tara?
Oh, you're talking about the new host. I mean,
yeah, from last year.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
She was kind of hot this season.
Yeah, I know.
Man, she's married, isn't she?
I have no idea. I think I heard somewhere, I think last year I heard she's like 40. Which is like hard to believe. No, I'm saying she doesn't look 40. I feel like she's like 25 to like maybe 29 or so.
I would date her. She's hot, man.
Yeah, she is.
I do miss Paula, though.
What do you say?
I do miss Paula this year. I mean, Paula...
Yeah,
you know,
it's not the same. It was something missing.
Yeah. Paula brought that zaniness to the show. She brought that craziness to the show, you know.
You know, that...
She never made sense.
And, you know, the kind, you know, judging, you know, her kind judging, you know, her being, other than being a Laker girl, you know, she was, and a dancer, you know, she was a great singer in the 80s. So she knows how hard it is to perform, you know, in front of people.
And she's good looking.
Well, yeah, that's also another reason why she's missed. She's greatly missed
looking
on the show.
She's like, well, close to 50, and you know, she looks hot.
Yeah.
But right now, Tara or Kara, whatever her name is right now.
I think her name's Kara.
He looks good.
Yeah, he does.
I noticed the last couple of years on American Idol, like in the beginning when they show all those auditions, I mean, they're starting to cut out some of the crazier auditions.
I don't know about that because it's like they know that's the reason why people watch the early, you know, when the show starts because, you know, they know there's a lot of crazy people.
Well, no, I mean, they cut it out last year, if you remember, like they decided they were just going to show more people who could sing instead of showing people who wanted to be on TV. And this year, it looks like it's going to be the same thing. So,
to me, it looks like they went back to it.
This year, well, I haven't seen, I mean, there's been a few people who look crazy, but for the most part, they've had people who could sing on the show, it looks like, so far. I mean, who stood out to you last week?
Wow.
Any crazy person that you've seen?
Yeah. Wow. I wish I remembered.
I mean, there was that guy, that old guy who was dancing.
Oh, yeah. That guy who was singing that song, the one that said, pull your pants up, something like that.
Yeah, pull your pants up, you know.
Yeah, he was a character, but there was another character. There was this dude who was like, that Kara, she was really, you know, pissed off at, you know.
Oh, yeah, this guy, he was nervous, though. Well, he was cocky. He was trying
to
be cocky.
Yeah, he was cocky, and he was upset that he had to wait for hours, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you thought she hated the bikini girl, you know, from last year, if you remember who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I remember, certainly.
Yeah, I would assume you would remember like I do, my friend.
But they haven't had anything crazy yet that's made you laugh.
Not
except for that pull your pants up guy and
yeah,
a couple of other people. But other than that,
yeah.
I mean, I think the people could sing.
can't really think of anything that really hilarious that made me like crack up. Like,
yeah.
Like that. Yeah, like there, yeah, there's been some, you know, characters over the years. But right now, yeah, there hasn't been really any. Off the top of my head, I can't really think of a, you know, a character that was like really had me laughing, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you said, there hasn't been any really memorable, you know, people that, you know, want to get attention.
Yeah, because in past years, they always wanted to put that on. They always wanted to show the people who couldn't sing or just wanted to be on TV wearing, you know, crazy outfits and stuff, crazy personalities, you know. But
yeah.
They're starting to cut back on that. And
there was a lady who looked like she dressed up. She wore something like Gaga would wear, with like some guitar-looking glasses on her face or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, blonde girl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I know you're talking about. I saw her, yeah. But she got in. Didn't they let her go to Hollywood?
Oh, yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, she's going to Hollywood.
Yeah, I believe you are right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, other than that, there hasn't been any memorable character on the show this year.
Yeah.
There's always next week.
Yeah.
There's always next week.
And,
Oh, yeah, this was the commercial I was bugging you about on SNY.
Oh, let me put it on. I'm probably going to miss it again because I have it on CBS.
Yeah, if you put it on now, you should be able to see it. But you got to do it quickly.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah, watch the end of the commercial. This is crazy, man. You on air? Yeah.
I think I've seen this before. A Metro PCS commercial. Oh,
yeah. Some old Indian dudes. So
some Indian
guys
dancing.
Very funny.
Yeah, I was going to say that Simon Cowell, he's leaving American now, so next season he won't be on there. He's going to be on the American version of X Factor, which is basically like American Idol meets America's Got Talent, basically.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But wasn't America's Got Talent, wasn't that the American version of X Factor?
Might have been, but I think they had a British one where they, well, what's her name, Susan Boyle got famous off of.
Because I thought that America's Got Talent was a U.S. version of X Factor. I don't know. Weird. So now Simon Cowell's going to be, he's deciding to leave American Idol for the U.S. version of X Factor.
It
looks like Paul Abdul might follow him to that show.
Really? It's going to be a horrible move, you know, him, you know. That's going to kill Idol, him going to this other, to X Factor.
Yeah, it is.
X Factor to New York.
I mean, you can't have Ryan Seacrest carrying the show.
Yeah,
Ryan Seacrest can't carry the show by himself, you know.
Nope.
I mean, Simon Cowell, he brings that mean, rude attitude and honesty, you know. He's honest.
Absolutely honest.
Yeah.
That's going to make, unless they find someone who could replace him, you know, his brutally honesty, if they don't find someone like that, which most likely they won't, Randy's going to be the tough judge.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And generally speaking, Randy is like the 50-50 kind of judge.
Yeah, but Randy is, man, this guy's like, yo, dog, yeah, that's alright, you know, he's like...
Yeah, exactly, he's like the 50-50 judge. He's like, you know, that was alright, that was okay, it was kind of pitchy for me, but that was,
yeah.
It was okay.
Sometimes he doesn't know what he's talking about, but...
He's like the second toughest judge, you know.
Yeah, but he's not as honest as Simon, though.
No, he's not as... Unless if you're really, really bad, then he'll be brutally honest. He'll be like, oh, man, that was horrible, man. That was terrible, man. Just,
yeah.
Man, you gotta give it, man, that was horrible. I didn't know that. It's like, I don't know, it's kind of pitchy, dog. And, I mean, it was okay for me.
Yeah.
It's either he's 50-50 or it's horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think once Simon leaves, that shows the ratings are gonna go down because Paula has already left and now Simon's gonna leave too. I mean, it's gonna be bad for Idol.
It is.
And you have Ellen DeGeneres. I mean, I don't think Ellen's gonna help that much unless she could dance on the show.
We have as much credential singing as Ellen, because I mean she's not like a professional singer. Sure, she's a comedian, she's an entertainer, but it's like she's never sang,
because she's funny and she likes music, so I guess that's why they brought her on.
That'd be my only guess.
Yeah.
Because when I saw it, on the news that she's the new host, I was like, what the? I mean, that was kind of something you didn't expect.
Yeah, me too.
That's like saying, the new host on American Idol is Tom Brokaw. It's like, what the heck does he have to do with singing? She has no, sure she must sing sometimes, when she's, on her show, when she's dancing, But other than that, she's not a professional singer. She never had a song that hit, platinum, let alone multi-platinum. She never won a Grammy. She's never been a singer, so there's no reason why she should be a host on a singing show.
Yeah.
So you think she could dance? She loves dancing around. So that would be more, understandable, you could say. But it is what it is.
Yeah, I think they should have stayed with the three host format. They should have stayed with Kara, Randy, and Simon. That's it.
Yeah.
Kara looks like she could be a good judge.
Yeah, she's honest.
Yeah. And she's hot.
Well, yeah, and that definitely helps.
That's all that matters at the end of the day to me.
Yeah, pretty much.
And one last thing before we wrap up the show. I don't know if you've seen this, but it looks like Heidi Montag is going to look like a supermodel now.
Oh, yeah, I heard.
She had like 10 cosmetic surgeries in one day.
Yeah, I know.
10.
That's
she
insane,
had a breast,
man.
Got breast implants. She got butt implants. She got a brows lift, a nose job. And some other stuff I don't remember, but 10 surgeries in one day, and now they say, she looks like a supermodel or closer to a supermodel now.
Yeah. That's too much, man, and, she's young. You never know if she could have,
Yeah, she could have waited.
Yeah.
Come on. You have to have 10 surgeries in one day.
I know.
And she says she's not done yet.
And unfortunately, that's not, some people are, crazy with plastic surgery. That's not even the record on a day, for a day. Like, crazy.
You're that insecure about yourself, you need to have 10 surgeries. First of all, she didn't even look that bad. She's okay looking. She's not bad.
Yeah.
And she's a pretty girl. She's not ugly.
Yeah, of course. I was a little surprised when I heard that myself.
Now she's going to look like, like Pamela Anderson used to look like, I guess. I hope she doesn't look like that Catwoman.
She keeps doing that. She might.
Yeah. But we shall see. She looks hot. Don't get me wrong, She's going to be on my top 10 crush list.
Yeah, I'm not.
If she's hot, I'll put it on my wall of babes, Don't get me wrong.
But enough is enough.
Exactly, man. I don't get it. These Hollywood females, crazy. hey, that's my opinion. Anyway, the show is ending, so I'll see you guys next week on iMac. Me, McCoyley Matthew, and my buddy, William Mamo. Bye, Mac.
Thanks for having me on the show, man.
See you next week.